VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. The United States and Mexico have reached a trade agreement. Canada and the U.S. have not done so yet, however. The deal with Mexico changes the North American Free Trade Agreement on Monday. President Trump told reporters the new deal will be called the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement.
We will see whether or not we decide to put up Canada or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal.
Trump said Mexico has agreed to immediately begin purchasing as many agricultural products from the United States as possible. The White House is also expected to formally notify Congress by the end of this week of its intention to sign the new trade agreement within 90 days. The three North American countries do about $1 trillion in trade among themselves annually. Iran on Monday warned judges at the International Court of Justice that reimposed American sanctions would cripple its economy and plunge the volatile Middle East deeper into crisis. It asked the United Nations' highest court to suspend the Trump administration's economic pressure on the country. Rulings by the court are final and legally binding. It's not known, however, if the Trump administration would obey a court order to suspend sanctions on Iran. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani say they have agreed to indefinitely postpone a meeting on the Afghan peace process planned for next week. In a statement, Ghani said the peace talks should be Afghan-owned and led. New U.S. sanctions against Russia over a nerve agent attack in Britain went into effect on Monday. Russia said it will review the sanctions before considering a possible response. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the new sanctions will only make dialogue more difficult. This is VOA News. A United Nations fact-finding mission says the International Criminal Court should prosecute Myanmar's senior leaders for genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority in northern Rakhine State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein has more on the report for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds the civilian authorities have little power to control the actions of the military. However, it blames them for enabling these crimes by ignoring the atrocities being committed. It also criticizes Aung San Suu Kyi, the human rights activist turned politician, as head of the government for not using her moral authority to prevent the events unfolding in Rakhine State. The government refused to grant the mission access to majority Buddhist Myanmar, so the mission gathered evidence from the testimony of 875 victims and eyewitnesses, satellite imagery, documents, photographs, and videos. The mission sent an advance copy of its report to the Myanmar government. So far, there has been no response. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump and his wife met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and his wife at the White House Monday. Trump told reporters the U.S. is, quote, working on a major infrastructure project, a massive roadway. Kenyatta told VOA he expected their meetings to focus on trade and security issues. Pope Francis, quote, begged for God's forgiveness in Ireland over the weekend for the sexual abuse of children by priests. But as correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA, the Pope is refusing to comment about a scathing letter written by a former Vatican ambassador to the United States, Carlo Maria Vigano.
The 11-page document given on Sunday to Catholic media outlets as the pontiff was on his second day in Ireland accused Pope Francis of having known for years about the allegations of sexual misconduct by U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. After credible evidence of abuse of a 16-year-old emerged, Pope Francis last month accepted McCarrick's resignation, the first of its kind by a cardinal.
The U.S. Census Bureau says 90% of Americans over the age of 25 have finished high school. It's the highest that number has ever been. The Census Bureau also says more than a third of those over the age of 25 have a college degree or higher. That's a large increase from 1940, when less than a quarter of Americans had completed at least 4 years of high school and less than 5% had earned a bachelor's degree. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.